1980. Could you tell me your name, please?
Maud Crier.
Okay. And when were you born?
I was born October 27th, 1900.
Okay. Where were your parents born?
My father was born in Indiana County, and my mother was born in Fulton County.
Where were you born?
I was born in McKeesport.
McKeesport, uh-huh. Is that near Pittsburgh?
Yes, uh-huh. 15 miles below Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. What did your father do for a living?
My father was a bricklayer while we was in town, uh-huh. But he moved to the farm when I was in the spring of 1909, uh-huh. And then he worked in the city then about a year before he came to live with the family.
Uh-huh. And well, he lived by himself for a year?
No, he lived with my mother's sister.
Uh-huh. Could you tell me why he did that?
Well, there's no. He spent all his money, I guess, to buy the farm.
Oh,
and
I see. He needed to make
and
more.
He needed
uh-huh.
more.
Why did he want to go to the farm if he was a bricklayer?
We had a family at that time of 8 children, and my mother, they were both raised in the country.
I see.
And they thought it was better to take this large family.
Yeah.
And I am one of 11 children.
Uh-huh. Where was this farm located?
On the Mercer and Butler Pike.
Mercer Butler Pike. Oh, whereabouts?
Just 5 miles south. North of Pittsburgh, Slippery Rock.
5 miles north of Slippery Rock. Oh, near North Liberty?
That's Valcourt. 2.5 miles up by, but just beyond Valcourt.
I see. Near London then, huh?
Between the
uh-huh.
two.
Was London any kind of a town in those days?
No, we had a blacksmith shop and a little one-room grocery store in a house.
You know, I still see that garage that used to be a fire engine house, is that right? Do you remember that? Did they have a fire engine at London?
No, not that.
Uh-huh.
Number 5 is, and then that was in the later years,
oh.
Where the 5, where the fire engine around the country. There just was nothing like that.
What do you remember about those early days near London?
Well, I know after we moved to the farm, there was nothing much, only just live on the farm and work.
Uh-huh. You had been born in McKeesport.
In McKeesport.
How old were you when you went to the farm?
I was 8, and in the fall I'd have been 9.
Well, how much different was it? Did you like McKeesport?
What was all I ever knew was big city,
uh-huh.
And I didn't know what country looked like.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Was it hard on you?
Yes, because I went to a country school, and I was in 3rd grade in city school,
uh-huh.
And I was put back to 1st grade country school.
They put you back to 1st grade. Why
yeah,
was that?
I wasn't taught ABCs and things like we were taught our vowels and slow reading, very distinct reading.
Would you say that the one-room schoolhouse was a better education than the city school?
Absolutely not for me.
No.
I made the change in 3rd grade, at the end of 3rd grade. And now our country schools at that time was not there was just when you read through a book, you got another book.
Uh-huh.
And there was no grades or no...
I see. Uh-huh. Was that better or worse?
Worse. You never knew where you was in school.
Oh.
You could be in 1st grade history and a higher grade something else. Whatever you was good in, when you went through a book, you got another.
And you didn't care for that?
Absolutely not. Not for me. Now, my children all went to the same school in the next generation.
Uh-huh.
But they started in country school and they went straight through.
Yeah. Where was that school located?
Number 3 school at Amsterdam.
Oh, on the corner of the pike there, the Butler?
No, it's down in off of, it's on the Grove City road that comes out of number 4 school.
Uh-huh. Oh, a brick building about 100 yards down the road, that's still
there. Yeah, still there, and somebody living in it.
And that was a one-room schoolhouse.
Uh-huh. And then when I raised my children, I moved out to Amsterdam, and I lived in the first little house below the school.
Why do they call it Amsterdam?
That was always the name when we moved there. And
was that a village?
We had a blacksmith shop there, and we had a one-room store.
So they called it Amsterdam.
And it was, it's still called Amsterdam. Yeah. That's the Amsterdam Road.
Yeah. Are there more houses there now than there were then?
No, not at... What they're doing to that field, putting in a trailer court, well, that is,
that's new.
But no, up along the other road, no.
There are about 10 houses there, 5 to 10 houses?
I would say 6 you could count in that.
Did you have a special relationship with the other people living there? Did you know each other?
Oh, yes, we knew everybody lived around us at that time.
Did it help to have neighbors pretty close by?
It helped me. My husband was sick, and I often had help.
Oh, you lived there all your life?
I lived down on that farm on the Slippery Rock Road, or, you know, on the Mushroom Butler Pike, till I was married. And then I lived in Grove City about 5 years, and then I moved back out to Amsterdam.
I see. And then you stayed there how long?
I stayed there till 1946, and then I remarried and went up on a farm more toward Mercer, Milburn.
What do you remember about those old days?
Lots of hard work.
Yeah.
I milked cows by hand from our barn on the farm was... My husband then was getting quite old, and he was about 60.
Oh, you married an older man, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
I worked in the Cooper Bessemer in the foundry part, war times.
Oh, in World War I?
No, II.
Oh, World War II. That was your first husband?
My first husband had died in 39.
Oh, I see. Well, let's go back to your first husband. How did you meet your first husband?
Well, just met him.
At church or at a dinner?
No, just, I met him, he was I worked here in Grove City for a couple of years at housework.
I see.
And he was just a country boy, like had moved to town too.
I see, and you felt...
And he was sick. And he was sick all his life.
What trouble did he have?
Why, he had been working in a coal mine and got his arms very sore. He was working in coal mine when he was much too young to work.
How old was he at the time?
About 13. And then he went swimming in stagnant water of some kind.
Yeah.
And he must have swallowed some, for he took typhoid fever. And it settled in the muscles of his arms.
Oh.
And then he was in Mercer Hospital for 2 years.
2 years?
He had five operations on his arms, and the one arm, they drilled through his elbow, and he had a stiff left arm.
Why did they have to drill through his elbow?
There was pus pockets. And he was in the hospital the 2 years, and one operation after another.
And you met him while he was in the hospital?
No, he was home and working then at the Cooper Bessemer.
And you were working there too?
Not that time. I didn't go in there till I was just...
Why did you take housework?
It's all we knew to do.
Yeah.
Really.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't have an education, I had an eighth grade education. But house works out, and yeah. People then hired more girls.
Why didn't you go on to high school?
No money. There was 11 children to be fed. And
your family depended on you to give them some.
No, not. Each one of us got about 16 years old, we went to work for ourselves. No, we didn't put nothing in toward home, but.
Oh, you weren't expected to give anything home?
No.
Did you give anything home?
No.
Where did you live?
Well, I lived with the people I worked for.
Oh, I see. Were you a maid?
I was a housekeeper, maid, anything that went on.
Did you serve them at the table?
I did.
And you cleaned also?
I worked in a 14-room house.
14-room house. How long did you work per day? What time did you have to get up?
Oh, we was up breakfast around 8, and so we was up an hour, imagine, before breakfast.
We got up about 7. And then what would you do?
Help get breakfast, wash dishes, clean house, and now I work for President Kessler at the college.
Oh, I see.
And I worked in his home. And the 2 years I worked there, they had one new baby.
Well, did you get any time off during the day to rest at all?
No.
You just worked straight through, huh?
If you made an errand downtown or run an errand for them, you worked for them. And now after the supper dish of the night, our time was free to bedtime.
Okay, what'd you get paid there?
$4 a week.
Was that a lot of money in those days?
Not a lot. You could just barely dress yourself with it.
Oh, is that right? Well, you never had any money to spend on yourself except clothes, huh?
No.
What did you do for recreation?
Just two or three girls of us got together, and then we'd separate off with boys. We were 16 to 18.
Where would you meet the boys?
Downtown.
We're walking along the street?
Walking along
the street. Was that normally what young boys and girls did, walk along the street to attract each other?
Yes.
Is that how you met your husband?
That's the way I...
Well, where did you go? Did you just walk? Did you ever go to get anything to eat, any ice cream or anything?
Oh, once in a while, if we had any money and things. And we only went downtown like that on Saturday night.
Oh, I see. Did you work all day Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Saturday night was the big night to be out.
And we did the dishes and cooked meals and things on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Even Sunday you did?
If I was there, I did the work, yes. And I'd get one day off over Saturday night to Monday morning, maybe to go home.
How often did that happen?
Oh, about once a month.
So you only went home once a month, huh?
Something like that.
And then you met your husband-to-be. How old were you when you met your husband?
I was married in 19. I'm married in January 1919, I was 18 years old.
Where did you move to?
We moved in a house. It's tore down now, right in Grove City, right across the bridge on East Main Street.
The bridge?
On East Main Street, going up the hill toward the college, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at the bridge, right, that's right. There was a house there, huh?
Yes, and there was...
Did you rent it?
Yes.
Do you remember how much you paid for rent?
I think it was $15.
A month?
A month.
How much did your husband earn at that time?
I don't remember.
Was it hard to make ends meet?
Very hard, always, because I always had to reserve enough money for, I might call a doctor. I was married 3 months when he went in convulsions. And then we had about 5 or 6 years that he worked in convulsions. At any time, any place,
You might get convulsions.
Now that was an after effect, a kidney infection from having 1918 flu.
Oh, he had the influenza 1918.
And I did too.
What was that like?
That was terrible. You could be living today and dead tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, we lost two in our family.
Well, his family, we didn't lose any. Our 11 children all come through that. But I had it. But I was in town and I was with my sister. She was married. And I was with her.
Oh, you had it, and you didn't die?
No, I
didn't. Obviously.
And he didn't die.
Well, why did some people die and others not?
Why, one bit of exposure. Our houses weren't heated. Uh-huh. One room in a house is mostly what was heated.
Oh.
And my sister's brother-in-law, he got up and sat in the bathroom all night. And the next day he was
dead.
Within 2 days he was dead.
Which room of the house was heated? The kitchen?
The kitchens were heated in one sitting room. And then you shut all other doors. And
yeah.
No bedrooms were heated.
Yeah. With a coal stove, I guess.
And we had all coal stoves.
Well, Virginia Cornelius was telling me that you know an awful lot. You've got a lot of lore from the old days.
Well, my husband was coal mine people, ahead of working in the Bessemer. But coal mines shut down and wasn't quite so many from 1918.
Oh, is that right? Do you know why that was?
They run out. A lot of them were drift mines where they went in the side of the hill, and drift mines. And when the coal got so low, the men couldn't dig it. They would abandon them.
Oh, I see. And they ran out of good coal mines.
And about that time, now after I knew my husband, he didn't dig coal though, but he had been and he come from Stoneborough. Originally, he originated up around Stoneborough, coal mine people.
Yeah.
And his name was Fisher. My name now is Creation.
Well, you were married a second time.
Yes.
Did your first husband die?
Yes, in 1939.
Over here at the hospital?
No, I had him at home. He asked me if I could take care of him, to keep him. He didn't want to die in the hospital.
Oh, you knew he was going to die?
Oh, yes.
What did he die of?
These abscesses and one thing and another. It was on bones. And when he died, he had one break open on his spine. He had
How many children did you have?
I have four.
By your first husband?
Yeah, all by the first husband. I had three children. And then after 14 years, I had another one.
Was it hard to raise your kids on the money you had?
Yes. They all knew we just had so much and that.
Yeah.
They come through it. Flying colors.
Did you ever have any money free to do things with, like to have fun with?
No, we went to a show, maybe on family night or something.
What was family night?
Family night, it was at a show in Mercer at that time. We lived in Amsterdam. And you take the whole family for half price or something.
Oh, uh-huh.
That was family night.
Yeah.
One night a week.
Uh-huh. Was that during the Depression?
Along about that time, we lived through the Depression.
Was the Depression particularly hard on you and your family?
Yes, very hard, because If a woman couldn't get work, a sick one couldn't.
Yeah, I imagine.
So it was very hard on us, yeah.
So your husband was out of work sometimes, huh?
A lot of times.
What did you do?
Well, just did on what we had, and I worked, they worked once in a while. And
oh, you did cleaning, house cleaning?
House cleaning, wall, hanging wallpaper, and help them take care of sick people, and when I could leave my family enough to do it.
Yeah.
I'd always come home at night.
Yeah. What was the toughest year of the Depression, do you remember?
No, it was all bad for me.
Uh-huh. When did your family get out of the Depression? What year seemed like it was the end of the Depression?
This was my own family. It was still depression when my first husband died.
Uh-huh.
And just in 39, we had PWA work, and he worked on number then.
He worked on what?
You had a number,
uh-huh.
And when your number was called to work, you had to work.
Oh.
And then I had an 18-year-old son, uh-huh. And a 16-year-old son, and about 14-year-old daughter.
Uh-huh.
And the 18-year-old son got married, but he worked his dad's number, for his dad wasn't able to work.
What do you mean? Was he entitled to do that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was, the money had to come in the home.
I see. How many days a week would you normally work on the PWA project?
6 days.
Oh, 6 days,
huh? We didn't have 5 days a week work at those days,
oh,
as early as that.
Uh-huh. What projects, PWA projects, did they have around here?
Well, we had the park.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, is that when the park was rebuilt?
That's when the park was laid out and built all the And we had very cold winter that winter they worked in the park. I went something like 30 below zero, and men had to walk from Amsterdam to Grand City, which was 5 miles, and walk and then go to work and walk home.
Well, that was tough, huh? You couldn't afford a car, is that it?
You couldn't got a car through the roads at that time.
Oh, it was too much snow?
Not snow. We had mud roads.
Oh, they weren't paved?
No, no. Oh, no, the roads wasn't paved. My sister died with diphtheria in about 1922. And you could get out Center Street to Center Church.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to walk from Center Church on out, because you couldn't get mud. Mud was axle deep.
I see.
The whole way.
Uh-huh. When did they finally pave the roads?
From that on, one piece at a time.
Uh-huh.
And PWA work was building Center Street on out and breaking stones and...
Oh, I see. You didn't even have gravel roads, huh?
No, we didn't. Mud, axle deep for...
I see.
For near 7 months.
Yeah. How about horses? Could horses get through where cars couldn't?
When my sister died, they had to haul the hearse down to the heart, over to Center Church,
yeah,
with a team of horses.
Why didn't your husband take a horse into Grove City? Was that ridiculous?
Well, we had a horse for a while.
But
whatever you
could do.
We had a horse and a buggy for a while, but then that got old, you know that.
Yeah. How long did it take your husband to walk from Grove City home?
An hour.
What time would he arrive home?
He worked till 5 at those days, and he'd be 6 o'clock getting home.
What time did he leave for work?
He always went early enough. He was up and gone at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. Again, 6 anyway.
So you had to go to bed pretty early, huh?
You did.
What time would you go to bed?
8 and 9.
Is that right? So he was only home for a couple of hours before he went to bed.
That's right.
What did you do after? You had supper, 1 hour for supper?
About that.
You'd only have an hour to sit together after supper.
About that. And then when my husband was sick a good bit, I read to him at night till we went to bed.
Was there any radio? Did you listen to the
radio? Oh, no, there was no radio. We had a Victrola, flat records.
When did you get your first radio?
When I lived out on the farm, we got a radio. And that was, I married him in 46, and I was there 11 years. And it was after I was there 4 or 5 years, from 46 to pretty near 50.
And I got a radio.
Before we got radio. Oh.
When did you get your first refrigerator?
While I was out on the farm. My son at that time was studying to fix electrical things.
Uh-huh.
And he was working in Pittsburgh at going to school, and he brought me out a Sears Roebuck used refrigerator, and he could keep it running for me. And it wasn't very successful, but he had take one from the junk and rebuild it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And that was the first refrigerator I had.
Did that change your cooking much? How did you keep milk cold before you had a refrigerator?
We had a milk house, and of course now that didn't keep it cold, but then it kept it cool.
Yeah.
There was a pump and water in the...
Did you have a cow?
I was, during the Depression, my first husband and I had one cow, and of course they give us butter and milk and eggs. As wet head or on eggs. I think that was about how we lived, with the buttermilk and eggs.
Oh, was that right? That really kept you going, huh?
We didn't starve, but then we didn't have anything.
Yeah. Well, when did you get rid of the cow?
After my husband died and I couldn't make hay. And I kept her a couple months. After, when she could pasture in the field, but I couldn't make hay and put in the barn and feed her.
Yeah, what did you do for milk after that? That was 1939?
And 40 and along there.
What did you do for milk?
Well, our next door neighbor sold me milk at 10 cents a quart.
Oh, I see. What would it cost in the stores at the same time?
I wouldn't know, for we didn't bother. If we didn't have any money, we didn't bother buying anything in the stores.
Uh-huh. Well, was he giving you a good deal at 10 cents a quart? Or?
And that was average. And
did
then
you,
in 46, I went up to the farm in October.
When you remarried?
Yes.
When did you get your first electric vacuum cleaner?
Vacuum cleaner. Well, I got that within that 10 years. He had electric put in his house out in the country.
At Amsterdam, you mean?
No, we've had it put in my house in Amsterdam, but I didn't have a sweeper. I had a washer.
And the electric washer. In an electric iron?
In I had that just to the, we put, turned the electric on, and when my husband was just dying.
That was the first, that was about 39, huh?
Yes, that
was your first electric?
He died in August in 39.
Yeah. That was your first electricity.
And that was my first electricity.
So you really hadn't had any appliances before 1939 then?
No.
You couldn't have had.
No.
Did many people have electricity out in Amsterdam at that time?
It wasn't down our road. It had... it wasn't down that road. You had, if you wanted it, you got it when it passed your house.
I see. Did it cost you anything to have the electricity put in?
It didn't cost me a whole lot. I had to buy the wiring. My brother helped do the wiring, and it had to be inspected. And when they come to inspect the house, they couldn't because my husband was so sick and calling for me all the time, and I couldn't go with the man to show him the connections or anything.
I see. Did you have to tear out the walls to put in the wiring?
Tear up the floor and walls, yeah.
It was a big job, huh?
But people was learning how, uh-huh. And I had sons big enough to help. See, one was 18, one was 16.
I see. Was it much of a change in your life when you got electricity in your house?
I got a washer.
That was a big deal, huh?
That was a big deal because, we had a pump in the kitchen again then and heated all our water. Eight months old.
Were you scared at that time about how you were going to make a living?
No, I... Just the whole year that he was so sick, it was one whole summer. And then I went and took care of women that was having babies. And stayed about 2 weeks at a place.
Oh, I see. What'd you do with your kids?
Well, the girl was 14 and 15 years old. She was big enough. Some of them, when I went and stayed at their house and did their work, I'd have my baby with me.
Oh, I see.
And I'd just leave the bigger ones. The one boy then went for himself. He was married after his father died. And the other boy was with me until World War II, and he was called. Uh-huh. And of course, we had an easier time then after that, because he would he signed an allotment to me, and then I got to work in it for 5 years in the Bessemer.
Oh, during the war, huh?
During the war.
And your children were pretty grown up by then, huh?
This one baby was...
Oh, that's right.
I had the baby, too.
Uh-huh. But how did you handle the baby when you were working full-time at Bessemer?
Well, I had a daughter at home.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, the daughter. She was at home.
I had the daughter at home.
Did they pay good money at Bessemer during the war?
I started at 65 cents an hour and got a raise every 3 months.
Was that good money?
It was good for then.
Compared to what you...
Compared. And then I had an allotment from my son.
Uh-huh. What were you able to buy during the war? Did life get better during the war?
No. I had all the bills then after this. When the son was home and he worked in the shop before he went to the war.
Mm-hmm. Bessemer?
Bessemer. Mm-hmm. And he would pick up the electric bill and pay it and all that. Then after he was...
Were you living in
Amsterdam.
Still in Amsterdam?
Yes, I was still in Amsterdam. Uh-huh. And that was in the late 30s. That was the 30s.
Did you sell the farm when your husband died?
I didn't have a farm. I had 1 acre.
Oh, well, 1 acre, I see. And you made hay for the cow from that 1 acre.
A neighbor allowed me to
Oh, I see.
Pasture my cow in his with his cows.
I see.
And
Were you happy when you came to get a job at Bessemer?
It made a good living for me for the years I worked. I worked about 5 years at the
Did you ever think of moving into Grove City?
Not then.
Why not?
Well, I owned the little house, so they practically owned it with a little debt.
Oh, you were in the project, you had a mortgage on it and buying it, huh?
Yes.
When did you begin to buy it? When you got married?
No, I started to buy it from the beginning when I moved out to Amsterdam in 1924.
Before you were married?
No, I was married, but then that's when I moved from Grove City.
Oh, I see.
I was married in 1919.
I see. And you and your husband
bought
the house?
We bought the house.
Uh-huh. Was it hard to buy a house in those days?
No. We paid $1,800 and then all our interest and things on with it.
How many year mortgage did you take?
The first year we didn't have a cent to go out there. And we borrowed $400 and then he took a mortgage, the owner of the little house was an old man, and he took a mortgage for the other $400. Uh-huh. And then...
How many year mortgage, do you remember?
Until we got it paid. After I paid the first $400 off, then I could pick up the next $400 and had a banknote for it.
I see. Uh-huh. When did you move into Grove City?
I lived on the farm. After I went out to the farm, I lived on the farm 11 years. And then I had my daughter then in Slippery Rock School.
The college?
And my husband, she went 1 year, a whole year, you know.
Yeah.
Not the summer months, but the from fall to June.
Right, uh-huh.
And then my husband wouldn't...
This is your second husband?
My second husband wouldn't pay for her schooling anymore. Uh-huh. And because we had she had a date, and I told her she couldn't go out on a date unless she could bring him home. And he put us both out.
Your husband did?
And then I went and...
Could you tell me about that? I don't understand.
Well...
Your daughter was going...
She was 18 years old then.
And she went down to Slippery Rock College.
And she was 1 year through college.
And then she came home at the end of that year and she wanted to go out on a date?
Yes.
Where was the fellow from? The college?
No. She'd been writing to him for a year. And he was coming through. He was from Kansas, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then he came through, and he was stopping. He was studying for ministry.
I see.
And my husband wasn't religious inclined.
Yeah.
And when she met this man. Down on the pike, you know, the...
Pike, the Butler Mercer Pike?
No. That big junction on the hard road, on the, down toward Pittsburgh. He was...
Near Butler?
The Butler Interchange.
I see. Uh-huh.
And she...
That would be the old Lincoln Highway, is that what it was?
Something like that. Uh-huh. I don't know. Just.
Yeah. And she went down to meet him. Did she go with your approval?
Yes, she went with my approval. Uh-huh. But he put us both out whenever the...
When he heard about...
He just walked out of the house.
And
the Sunday morning we... She brought the man in.
Yeah.
And we went to church and all that, and then he walked out when the man came in from church. Uh-huh. And he just was getting shaved and cleaned up on Sunday morning, like farmers do. Uh-huh. And he just walked out. He came in about 4 o'clock and he put us both out.
Oh, he told you to leave?
He told me to leave and told me to take everything that belonged to me with me. I told him I wouldn't do that because you can't pick up on a Sunday evening and walk out.
Yeah.
So, my son was separated from his wife and he was living alone in a basement that he had built on a down this acre he built on was on the old homestead where I was raised.
Uh-huh.
And of course my father was gone at that time. My mother was still living. But and then Bob took me in for 2 years, but in that 2 years I was there the rest of the summer, from June till about the latter part of September, and then I got working for a school teacher here in town that her mother was bedfast, and I come in the morning with Bob when he come to work, and went home at night to his home. And
did you get a divorce?
No, my husband only lived till February the next year.
Oh, I see. But you still didn't even file for divorce?
He never asked me for a divorce, and I didn't give back, but I never would have went back to him. Yeah. Because the work was too hard there.
Yeah. Did you ask him to support you? Did he support you?
I did. Take them, and I got $1 a day, but then I soon went to work.
And you lost that $1 a day?
Yes, then I lost it.
Did the judge give you that? Is that it?
Yes. But he didn't pay much of it.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Did you try to get it to make him pay?
Well, as long as he was working, they could make him pay.
Uh-huh.
And he was working as a night watchman in the county home in Mercer.
Oh, I see.
And while he worked, but he didn't work there too long. But he was stepping out himself, and at that time anyway. So I lived 2 years then with Bob and took care of this lady through the school year. And I went back and forth and did the housekeeping and things for my son too. And then I come to Great City. It was about 56.
This is the first time you lived in Grove City?
No, I lived in Grove City when I was first married.
Oh,
for
yeah.
5 years.
I see.
And then I come back. But I got a job. I was working for Mrs. Hines and taking care of her mother.
Mrs. Ted Hines?
No, Mrs. May Hines.
I see.
She was a first grade school teacher.
I see. Uh-huh.
And she's retired now. And then I got a chance to work for the college. I worked for the college after that. I worked about 14 years at the college.
What's the toughest? You've had it's been a hard life, hasn't it?
Yes, I've had
it. You haven't had it easy. What sustained you, mostly?
Oh, I don't know. You just face it one day at a time.
Uh-huh. Life can be hard.
Having fairly good health myself. And now I'm a diabetic and double operations on my eyes. So.
Was your family religious, your mother and father?
My mother would have been very, but My daddy didn't go to church very much after we left the city. He went to, in his younger days. But we didn't have conveniences to go to church and things.
It was hard.
And mother would send us, we got to go to Sunday school and church in the summer when we could walk. And it was 2.5 miles to North Liberty.
Oh, you went to North Liberty Presbyterian Church there, that white one? Oh, you walked there.
And we walked in the summer and home. We had to just study for ourselves. And then I come to Grove City in 1916, and we got to go to church here.
Oh, I see.
And so there was just a hit and miss. Wherever you was, if you go to church, you went.
I see. Well, that's a very interesting life, I guess.